Welcome home. We are WNST AM 1570 Tass of Baltimore. As I get the frog in my, you know what? I have crab soup and I have some crackers stuck here. We're Costas. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It is all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Sort of an impromptu visit here after the 4th of July. Johnny O had to move his schedule. He's a congressman. So he said, I can do Monday. So I'm doing Monday, and I'm coming back on Thursday to do Steve Rouse, amongst others. Todd Schuller is going to be joining us on Thursday. It is all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, the Back to the Future Scratch-Offs. I've got Christine. I've got Pete. And this is limited time. You're like major Timonium celebrities here because you're running a new kitchen. And I'm in here, and I came in early, and you're like, it's empty now, but it will not be empty long. And I came in, I'm like, oh, I worry. People know where to get here, didn't know how to get here or whatever. You guys are telling me everybody knows how to get here.
We're having great lunches. You have a little break in between, and then we have some really nice dinner. Sometimes it's a scavenger hunt to find us, so that's fun. But everyone knows we're in the grandstand now, and they're loving it.
I've been here a bunch, right? Because I've been here when it was Knicks. I've actually done the show right over there a couple times. The OTB, you know, I've been out here for the Baltimore County Beverage Association has a big kicker out here. I think I've seen you out here, right?
Well, we're doing it again this year. So
all right,
they'll be out again this year, and yeah, like Christine said, everything's been fantastic. We've been open for 5 weeks now. Lunches have been great, dinners. We've been hosting some events, and everything's fantastic. And once people get here, they finally know how to find their way to the second floor of the grandstand. But we have signage all around the front of the building on each east side, the west side, York Road.
If you get here, you're going to I smell the crab cakes.
Right,
it's Crab Cake Monday here.
That's the advertisement.
It is.
That's
it. Crab Cake Night.
I've known you guys so long. I don't know how long I've known you. Christine's always – she's stage fright. Your dad wouldn't come on because of his Greek – thing, and I don't know. Like,
he thought his accent was too hard for people to understand.
And I kept telling him, no, you're fine. So give me the whole story, Pete, about dad comes home a year ago, you come home, Fran, the racetrack. How did this happen? I mean, and because you called me, it's between Christmas and New Year's, and my phone went off, and I was a little worried because you're like, you called me. I'm like, hey, Pete, here's everything all right? And you're like, yeah, I just want to let you know we're moving into Timonium. Don't tell anybody yet. And I'm like, well, I'm a journalist. Who would I tell? No one listens. But where did this start from, like, in the beginning to when I got the call in December? And now we're sitting here in July, and it feels like it took forever to get it open and all that. But you're here and you're functioning. You've been open a month.
Yeah.
It always takes longer than you think when you're in it. You obviously had a family tragedy in the middle of all of this. But
I sure did.
I don't know, because I was waiting to get you on the show and saying, what's a nice guy like you doing up here in Timonium? What's a Dundalk guy doing moving to Timonium? But you really aren't Dundalk people. Your dad had a business there. You've lived in this area, all of you, all the brothers, sister, everybody's lived up in this area for a long time.
We are. We are local up here in this area. We came, Dundalk's our home because we spent 99% of our time at the restaurant.
Your wheels know how to get from door to Dundalk.
Oh, yeah. It's always 10 minutes away.
I can be from this parking lot in Timonium to North Point, 18 minutes. I got it down packed. But
18's not 10.
All right.
But, okay.
But
that's,
yeah, we're all local up in this area. We went to Loch Raven. We got a lot of local folks that, are friends and family that live up this way. But
nobody ever said to you, do I have to come to Dundalk? They better not say that to you.
Dundalk is home. That is home.
And they're all coming to visit us now, and they love it. They'll come from here, come here, and then go right back there.
It's a great
crossover.
Well,
yeah, golf course is here, too. So, I mean, you guys always benefited from the golf course down there and everything
Spurs
that went on.
Point, yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how people find you anymore. You were bragging me a little while ago, some baseball players order crabs, and they come into town. I sent Crack the Sky in to Dundalk on Saturday.
Yeah, Brian Smith, man, awesome guy. Great time.
Everybody knows that, but like the Timonium part of this, like I didn't know you were thinking about expanding or your dad or your family. Give me the whole background because I'm sure at some point in your dad's life, somebody said, you have to have a Costas in Glen Burnie. You have to have a Costas in Kate. All of you whom I know, the Looney's guys, Scunny before he died, everybody I've ever known who's been a local restaurateur says, all right, I can expand from here to Bel Air, from here to the Liberatore's guy. I mean, I've known all of you all my life. It felt to me like Costas Dundalk was always going to be one.
Right.
I didn't. So when you called me, I'm like, well, good for you. I mean,
54
good for
years,
you.
Just one, right?
Well, North Point is just such a a big operation. So it's all hands-on. So it's not like we were looking for anything else. And we've always had our eyes open if something comes up, you know, but we've been just content doing what we were doing. Family business, 54 years. But, you know, we had some conversation with MSF, you know, Andy Cashman and Fran Burns and Dave Gordon and all those folks. You know, we had some conversation.
Well, there's already a location here. There's an OTB.
Yeah.
And Nick's was here, but, I mean, and I knew Tommy well from the days of sushi down at the Cross Street, did the show with him. There wasn't a
big
operation behind here. And the amount of money and investment that you made that is made here, and I've been in that kitchen before you during – I haven't been back there since you got your line together. But I was here during the process. This was a major build-out in a structure that – what is this structure? 80 years old? 100 years old?
This thing goes back to the early 50s. I mean,
so it's 80 years old.
Yeah,
okay.
It's been here a long time.
Everybody has driven past this
and
location.
Trust me, I know, because digging into here and doing what we've been doing, my dad and I started this. We did 35 weeks of renovations, you know, with the contractors and the plumbers and the electrical contractors and such.
Was anything here functioning besides the walls and the electricity?
We got it everything.
You're right. I mean, you went to scratch, right?
From you know,
refrigeration.
Down some walls right there. Yeah.
Well, stuff people don't know about, which is they see the soup come out here in a plate. They don't see the kitchen back here and the cleanliness, the size, the operation, the refrigeration. And when I tell people you don't have crabs here, they're like, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, well, first off, my Fadley's friends told me this. The only wild harvested animal in the world. So it's not like you just click fingers and Cisco brings you crabs in the back.
Correct. Crabs are a different animal. Crabs are very difficult. If you can do crabs, you can do anything. And you know, for us, the volume we do crabs to satisfy our clientele, like Father's Day down at North Point.
Do you ever run out? Is there ever a point at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night?
We do sell out. Yeah. We do.
You do sell out.
We do sell out. But if we do, you know, if we get more than we have, we sell carry out, and we just, you know, the crabs go either way.
I have never been at a Costas where it said sold out. I mean, not literally. There's never been a time when
I've been
in there.
Depending on the month, the season, you know, January, February.
But I think there were times in like November, December where there have been points where you're like, we don't have crabs this week.
Yeah, because we get
storms in the
golf and
that happens.
Like that.
I understand that. Yeah. But I don't think people understand, and I don't understand, and I want you to express to them the difference between having the volume of crabs, physical crabs,
and
you
do. And the quality that we do.
And the quality of the crab that has to come out of the water and has to live long enough to get to you.
What was caught today in the Gulf, we'll have here tomorrow. So they're transported 24 hours to the restaurant. So these crabs are not sitting around. They're coming in live. We're sorting them. We hand sort every single crab that we steam. And it's a big operation. You have live boxes. You have boilers. You have
steamers.
18 steam pots. And you got a dozen people back there creating this, you know, from out the Gulf water to the table. You can't do that here. This place is not set up for that. It's simply not set out, you know, for that. We did 11,800 dozen crabs on Father's Day. Down at North Point, it was packed. You couldn't do 11 crabs out of here because it's just not set up. The infrastructure is not there. And for us, we do have crabs. We do offer crabs, but we offer them at North Point. And we just appreciate folks that travel down to go there for crabs. And up here, we're just doing some of the finer things, other things that we've been doing for 54 years.
Your menu's
crab
a little different, too.
Crab dip, shrimp, oysters, clams, specialty sandwiches, steaks. Lasagna, we do
doing
all
a lot
things.
Of sandwiches up here because you got this OTB. You're going to do a lunch business in here.
We do.
That's going to be different than the Dundalk lunch business.
It is. We got a great Derby burger. What's better than that?
Preakness
hot dogs. Preakness burger.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, turkey. The Kentucky Club. You know, it's just a lot of things.
And
you can do.
A lot of local businesses around here. They're bringing their staff here to eat.
I'm going to say this. I walked in here. It's 100 degrees today. We're taping this. By the way, Pete is here. He's off camera because he's leaning in on me. So I'm trying to make everybody lean back. But that's all right. You think we're on real television.
Let me see. Here we go.
We're at Costas and Timonium. The sign, there's the sign on the wall behind me. I have to get out of the sign. The thing for me is I walk in today and I go up to the bar and the first guy's sitting there and I've got these lottery tickets and a guy looks at me. He's like, hey, the food's pretty good here. Didn't know. You didn't know why. You don't know why. And I'm thinking, yeah, I bet it is pretty good here, you know. But
well, here's another thing. We've already sold a $20,000 lottery winner in 3 weeks. Big game.
Right here?
Mega Millions.
Yeah.
$20,000 winner. So I guess somebody had 5 out of 6 numbers. 54 years at North Point, we haven't done that. We sold a $500,000 winner, but that was a scratch ticket. But we sold a $20,000 winner off the bat in 3 weeks. I think that's a good omen. My dad is just part of this, you know, even that
he's here.
Past,
he's right on the wall. He's looking at me right over there.
Best picture
you know,
ever.
But this is such a great chapter for him because he was a horseman. He owned horses for 30 years. He was Horse Owner of the Year with Dale Capuano. They were such a team. We've bought horses at the sale here. We probably won 30 races on this track with Blue Carrot, 38 Carrot. And we bought horses at the sale. So this was just a perfect fit for him. This is his legacy. This is for him.
He like
this
felt
all
it.
About him.
There was something about it that he was like, yeah, let's do it. And I'm like, what?
How many times did people come to your dad or your family that you're aware of and say, Costas, I have property. I have property in Bel Air. I have property in Carroll County. I have property.
Always, all the time.
For every family in this town that's Greek or does business, whether it's Pappas, all these places that expanded, that was a family decision. Fadley's is doing it now out in Catonsville, which they've been, like your family, been in a place for 150 years, and their family lives in Ellicott City, and they wanted to get closer to Catonsville and the airport and all of that, so they wound up. But the undertaking for any family and what you've been through, don't make me cry, but what you've been through in the last 6 months here, this is a miracle, and everybody wants to come out and love you up. It's no shock that the place would be packed. But
they've been so supportive. It's been wonderful.
But it speaks beyond like just your family reputation, but just beyond you're more than crabs. I mean, people come to you for crabs, and they'll go to Dundalk. But your menu, your crab cakes, your food, your Crab Imperial, which I'm going to honor next month, that all translates here to a restaurant with a big blue light on top of the grandstand that you can see from York Road that people, the first thing the guy said, food here is pretty good. Well, I'm thinking, what, they don't have any crabs? You know, like, no.
It's what we've been doing. You know, I live 5 minutes from here, and a lot of the folks that go to Dundalk, to North Point, they live up here.
They do.
And I've had, just on Friday, I had a table come in, and they had crab cakes. And he's like, it's the best crab cake I ever had. I said, you've been coming to Costas for 30 years. You never had a crab cake? No, I always eat the crab.
People are like that.
And I said, hey.
You get used to one thing.
We've had this. And he goes, wow, now I know. You know, they're going to come up and enjoy some of the other things that we offer. You know,
that's what I'm trying to do. It's a good segue. Mm-hmm. And then we'll talk about your dad a little bit. Pete's here. Christine's here. We're at the new Costas, which is the old Knicks and the old Timonium Grand. It's the easiest thing in the world to find. If you know where the Timonium racetrack is, just drive in. And
right.
Come upstairs. Now, one of the elevators is slow and one's fast,
This one, I don't know if we're going to call it that.
You want to come on the west side. So
north or west?
Well, this is north. It's north, but it's coming off of York Road. And then you got the Timonium entrance. But the York Road entrance towards the exhibition hall, just stay to the left, head towards the racetrack. You come up to that new elevator.
Yep.
Hop out of your car, jump in the elevator, second floor, just walk right in.
So the opposite side of the OTB, but you can come up either side.
I came up the OTB elevator.
That's the older elevator. They're gonna put a new elevator in for us.
It was a little slow, but I got here. It was a hot day.
There's a new one.
I heard the food was good.
Yeah,
that's why I came.
And there's renovations that are going to be taking place outside with the outside space with flooring and ceilings and things like that. So it's going to have a whole different fresh look. In the year, well, hopefully months to come, and it's going to just enhance what we've already done up here. And it's been a journey. It's been a journey just to put this all together, to get it to where it is now.
But to have people walk in. I mean, I was here on Derby Day. You just lost your father. You're trying to get the place open. You had tables out here with cheeseburgers and hamburgers and what, like
hot dogs and quesadillas.
You were doing a picnic type of thing. And I'm like crossing my fingers for you, and you're back here, and there's stuff everywhere, and workers, and drills, and saws.
Like 18 people going to
work here. And refrigeration,
and
you're like, this is going to be the blank, and this is going to be the blank. And I'm like, when is this happening? I'll be open Monday. I'm like, no, you're not going to be open Monday.
You looked at me like,
yeah, wishful thinking, wasn't it?
But I mean, as we sit here 4th of July,
it's all about,
and you've got a month under you, right, of doing this.
Like 6 weeks, started 6 weeks today.
6 weeks, yeah.
6 weeks. Or 6 weeks, starting the 6th week.
What have you learned in doing this over the 6 months that you didn't know about a sec? Because you were really giddy the day I was here because you're like, I'm finally getting to design a kitchen. You know, Dad just pieced it together and we pulled a wall down. We did this and that, but it was never perfect. And I said to you, you get to make your perfect Costas kind of sort of, right?
He did a great job.
from start to finish. It, well, thank
but you've never designed a place like that, right? Other than the place you've been in, right?
Just
the one on North Point. You know, we designed that one. You know, we've added on, but that was an add-on for the last 50 years. That building's been there 70 years.
Let's be honest.
And we put it. Yeah, we worked with what we had, so it's there's kitchens added and kitchens added, and there's a commissary kitchen, which is beautiful and state of the art, which is great and wonderful. But you know, it's chopped up because of the way the building is. It's a cinder block building there for 70 years, so you got to work with what you got. But here,
and no rumor you're leaving Dundalk. It's right? Let's stop
that. No,
because people ask me, are they moving? They leaving Dundalk? No. Everybody leaves Dundalk.
Well,
stop.
No,
Heritage
leave,
Fair.
Never
was
leave
there
that community.
Weekend. Nobody's
never leave
Dundalk.
No,
that's
no.
our baby.
Yep. Even with the Heritage Fair, so we even hosted Crack the Sky. You know, thank you for sending them down. They were awesome.
Dundalk, man, we stick together. That's how we roll.
Close the show on
even
Sunday.
If we're in Towson, we're Dundalk sticking together.
Yeah, we are. Absolutely. Always.
So putting the menu together out here and the type of things you thought people would want and what's been popular here. To your point, the crab cake thing.
Steakhouse sandwich has been very popular.
Yeah, very popular.
What is that?
California chicken sandwich.
I don't have the menu.
California
ciabatta bread. We got a soy mayonnaise blend.
But that's not on the Dundalk menu.
Just a special.
Special for specials. But up here,
I came in here
fried onion,
about 3 weeks ago. Mixologist John was mixing me up an orange crush up here. And I saw the menu and looked at it. I'm like, hold on.
A little different.
Yeah, it's a little different. Yeah, it looks the same, but a little different. It had some menu items on there, and I'm like,
little different.
Streaming this up.
But we want to brand what we've been doing.
You do a pita chip with the
cream spinach. You like that?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's
been a hot salad.
Okay, so
salad.
Here is where I'm going to take the conversation so we don't cry about your dad, which we'll do at the end. Before Johnny O gets here. Is he waiting on me? I don't think he is. Is the congressman in the house? My 27th anniversary, August 3rd, right? So I did the 25th with you guys 2 years ago. Remember we talked, you were trying to teach me Greek and all that a couple years ago with Dennis. So this year I did 25 crab cakes in 25 days, right? Then I did 26 oysters. You guys remember I did your oyster Rockefeller where I got to promote your spinach that's on the oyster, which is one
cream
of the great
spinach.
Things ever.
Yep.
And it comes down to side dishes. Everybody knows about you for crabs, and then they never get a crab cake. Or in my case, I was 25 years eating in your place before I thought to order a fried shrimp. Now, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years since I discovered it, your shrimp are like the Acme Oyster House. It's the same recipe. I used to go to New Orleans, and it was the first thing I would do is go get their shrimp.
Oh, they're good.
And it turns out you make the exact same shrimp, even bigger, in your place that they make at the Acme Oyster House.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't know this until I was 50 years old.
Yeah, we brought
them
season
2 order. So I'm thinking, what else don't I know?
They're delicious, aren't they?
So people don't know about your spinach, and now you're featuring it on this spinach pita dip.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't get the spinach as a side, or if you're not a Rockefeller person, or you're like, ooh, spinach is a vegetable.
Or the oyster.
Does it have cheese? Or is it one of those gross-ass artichoke spinach chizo mayonnaise-y white soupy... Bleh. No, this is green.
No.
It's like,
oh my God.
No. Nope. So I'm saying, but spinach artichoke dip, you just order that off the menu, you're going to get paste. You know what I mean? You're not going to get something. But your spinach is amazing.
Yeah.
So
it's a unique recipe that's not done anywhere else.
Well, look, you know, I do the crab cake tour.
We
so
created that
every day.
40 years ago.
Be honest with me. Who's got the best crab cake?
And everybody's got the best crab cake.
I'm like, they're all so different. You know, they really are different. And that's when I say, well, this tour isn't going to be about all your crab cakes. So I'm telling you, go to Coco's and you get their coconut shrimp with their raspberry. One of the greatest things I've ever had. Nobody ever gets
it. Great job.
Because they get the crab cake.
Yeah.
And they go to your place. And they don't get the cream spinach and the oyster Rockefeller or the fried shrimp.
Or the jambalaya. The jambalaya is made, our sauce is made from scratch. So the jambalaya is.
See,
I'm going to bring that up
here. That's just Dundalk there, right?
It is.
Okay.
But we'll bring that up.
They don't have it here.
No.
Not yet.
Got a seafood mac and cheese, which is to die for.
Well,
and we got our fresh lasagna.
You weren't doing a lot of pastas here, right?
Not a lot of pastas, just because, you know, we wanted to excel in some of the other things that we do. Yeah, you know, we do steaks and fillets, and we do signature sandwiches, and we do beef and ham and turkey. And
the same specials, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday specials in Dundalk, we do them here.
Okay, so Dundalk, what's not here from Dundalk other than crabs? Nothing, right? Like, literally.
No.
Pastas sometimes. That's about
it. Some of the pastas.
Yeah, some of the pastas aren't
here.
Maybe
pork chops.
And you've added other things, which I guess is my point of being like,
well, we're doing a lot of specials.
You can actually come in here now. You could, if you knew Pete, you could do it. Maybe your brother would be nice to me and do it. But the spinach and the pita, you could have been doing that any time.
Absolutely.
And the spinach is so – that's what I want to feature for you next month is when I come in and do my 27 favorite things to eat, when I come to your place, crabs and crab cakes aside, because that's not – and it's the same thing for all my sponsors and anywhere I am. I'm not featuring, you know, the burger at Cooper's. Everybody knows the burger's good. They need to know about the gumbo.
Well,
you know, so I'm trying to, like, do these
and
side
the
things.
The crab cake egg roll has been
that's been your fire. That's
you know,
a big
the
hit.
Sweet chili Thai sauce. That's been just great.
That's been a good hit.
It's a wonton wrapped. We got the crab cake and some crab dip, and we deep fry it. And
that's
and
been
it's really
hot
nice.
Well, the fact
crunch,
that you are
nice
a crab house from Dundalk that has a menu so extensive that your place is packed and you don't ever have a plan to serve a crab here, right?
No.
Don't want to say never.
Never say never.
Never
but
say never down the
but,
road.
But it's not built for that. It's not. You know,
we
may host a special event or something like that where we can do something. But, you know, if even the supply of the crabs, if we had the supply of this restaurant, we would run North Point short.
Right.
So
and then nobody in Essex would have any crabs.
You'd be competing against yourself. So right here, we're just doing a different element of what we've been doing for 54 years and just trying to expand on that. And hopefully people come and enjoy what we've been doing for the last 54 years.
All right.
Years.
So I got to tell everybody, I'm doing this 27th anniversary. It's all brought to you by Curio Wellness and our friends at the Maryland Lottery, as well as the Y is going to be involved in this before it's all over with. But I'm coming into Costas, and I was going to do it here, but I want to do it in Dundalk because I'm here today. I'm here again on Thursday. I want to go old school. I'm going to be in Costas on the 25th of August, and that is day 7 of our final countdown of my 27 favorite things to eat in Baltimore.
Oh,
and
wow.
Don't get your feelings hurt if you're number 7. It's just more like on the organizational thing. And when you hear what's number 1, you're going to know. See, I'm featuring not just like food or plate items or foodie things. Most of the things on that I'm featuring are under $10, under $20. You can come get your – how much is your spinach – pita dip. It's
$9.
I mean,
like
I'm featuring small things that I love that you wouldn't know to get because they're already coming in.
Yeah.
Right?
And they're all affordable, and they're modestly priced.
Damn near
different.
Ordered the roast beef sandwich here because
delicious.
I've never had an open face sandwich at Costas.
Oh,
we got the
Long
Rubens,
Islands, the
Long
Rubens.
Island.
That's such a Sparrows Point working man's thing, right?
Yeah.
Get off work, right?
It's beautiful. The hot beef too. The hot beef is a classic.
The hot beef was what I was going
to
get.
That goes back to the '70s. The
French
hot
fries,
beef,
gravy.
Fries and gravy. That's a hearty meal for the blue collar workers.
It's 110 degrees today, and I ordered Maryland crab soup so I could be spicy for our Congressman Johnny O, who will be joining us. All right, last thing, Dad. Let's talk about Dad for a minute. And people come in, and it's been this and that. I mean, you feel his presence here. Seeing how much love your family got during that period of time where everybody knew you were birthing this, everybody saw you were mourning. I was in Florida the night it happened. It's got to be like a weird fever dream for you guys. I know when I lost my parents, you reach over. It's the weirdest thing. I mean, it just is. But like the success of this place every night, you feel his energy in here. You do.
He's been guiding us from day one.
Yeah, and there's an energy here. There's a good vibe here. It's a vibrant vibe. It's festive. It's fun. It's exactly him because that's the kind of person he was. When you walk into Costas, his restaurant, you feel like family. You feel like special.
Every time.
It's not like you're walking into a place and just sit down, you eat, you leave. It's not like that.
Yeah.
He'll buy you a drink. Make sure you feel at home. Make sure you're comfortable. Make sure everything is right. Check with everybody. He's instilled that in me. That's just the way we operate as a family. All comes from him. You can't duplicate that. It's passion. He was passionate about his work, his family, and his customers. They weren't his customers. They were his extended family.
Yeah.
And it was heartbreaking when this all happened. I mean, the outpouring.
It's still heartbreak.
It is. They never get over it. It's just, I know
I
it's always going to be like this.
1992. I'm
never,
not over.
It never gets better.
No.
It never gets better. You just learn this is what it is. What are you going to do? You know? So we're going to live his dream.
And you
his
take
legacy,
all the things that he taught us over the years, his hospitality, just the way he wants everyone to run the you know, all of our employees become family, right? We all work together. He wants to see people smiling and taking care of, making sure people acknowledge they get the, you know, good food, good service.
That's why I got that memorial picture back there on, you know, I was going to bring it out here, but I put it back there where his office is. That's where, it's right,
sure. Right behind that wall.
Right there. Because that's where his office is, and then that's for the employees. That's for us. To get the real gist of what you're supposed to do, you know. The
All right, so we got to stop one of his traditions right now. And brother Nick, I know you're down at Dundalk listening. Got to stop this. When you come up and you say, "Do you want a beer?" and I say no, don't put one in front of me. Can you just tell me that
it's just
that
the
ended
way it goes.
When we lost him? Can we just have that just be a chapter that
wasn't
closes?
Wasn't he something?
He'll back you up. I can't promise you that, but
how many times he would come by and say,
like,
to my wife, "Sweetheart, you want a drink? I'm like, give her the drink. I'm driving." And then I go pee and I come back and there'd be a beer sitting in front of me.
And you're like, "Oh my goodness."
Yep.
Oh yeah. Well,
you just had to stay a little longer.
Stop that.
That was
let's put an end to that.
I got it. I agree.
When you want to do that for me, here's what I want you to do. This is an old Dundalk tradition that started at Squires, but they're not my sponsor anymore, and you are. So put a Shirley Temple down, okay? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Put a Shirley Temple down for me, all right?
Okay.
And with
Done.
A little cherry in it.
Done.
And that way I can get from here over to Loch Raven where I live and, you know, all right?
All right.
Point A, point B a little better.
I like
We're
it.
Here. Love you guys. Johnny O is going to be here,
Thanks,
our congressman.
Man.
We moved the show, but we didn't move anything. Steve Rouse is going to be here on Thursday. We'd be set up in the same spot. If you're around on Thursday, come by. Get it Back to the Future scratch-off. I'll be here all afternoon on Thursday. Todd Schuller's coming in. Leonard Raskin's going to be here. I got some other surprise guests as well on Thursday, but I'm so glad I got in here with you guys before we got going. Nobody cried. I didn't get any free beer. I got some crab soup I'm going to eat.
We're
going to
get you a Shirley Temple, though.
Virgin.
Right.
Don't go sneaking a vodka in there now. Come on.
I'll get John the bartender to make sure he makes that special for you.
Some sort of Costa tradition. Sneak hooch into my drinks around here. Pete, I love you. Christine.
Love you too, man.
Nick's down. Who's managing what? I mean,
Maria and Nick's down that way right now.
Yeah, all we split up a little. Christine and I are up here. My wife's up here. Demetra's helping us up here as well.
Getting the new niece's operation off the ground.
Eventually, we want to go.
Sure. How do I get one of those?
I'll have to look.
Done. You're going to have one today.
I want a mango Costa shirt.
You're
going
to have one today.
But our goal is to be at both places, right? Yeah. Once we get established, then I want to be at both places.
Well, I come in, there's mixologist John, who's a native of out here. I see Maggie. I mean, I see people that, you know.
Oh, yeah, we have some that work at both places.
Well, we're starting to balance it out. I've been 7 days a week up here. Then now I've been doing 1 and 6, or 1 down in North Point and 6 up here. Now it's going to be 5 and 2, and eventually it'll be, 4 and 3, and we're going to balance it out that we can be at both
everybody,
places.
Both places, and then
I
miss everybody. I can't wait to go back. Yeah. I haven't been back.
You'll see Christine at North Point and Tamarindam, and the same
just
with Nick,
gotten there
Maria,
yet, but,
and all of us.
How long has it been since you've been in Dundalk?
Going on 6 weeks.
You haven't walked into your place?
No.
It's the longest in your life.
My whole life.
You must be shaking.
I'm actually going to be a customer tomorrow. My mother-in-law, we're going for crabs tomorrow night, so I'm going to be a customer.
I hear they're good.
I heard so, too.
They're worth coming back for.
I am at Costas. This is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, and it's only the beginning of our time here, the beginning out here in Timonium. They're open. Come on out. Don't come here looking for crabs, but if you want crab cakes, Crab Imperial you have here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Crab Imperial. And it's Monday
crab
night.
Cake
it's
night
Monday
tonight.
Night crab cake night. Yep.
So as much as I've talked up your spinach, when some of my sponsors and locations, like, do I want to talk about this or that at certain places? For me, the Crab Imperial is the thing that, that's one of my favorite things that you do that I want to, like, feature. So,
great.
Stush Muff. That's
right?
It. You've,
delicious.
How many of those have I ordered
Your
place?
That's a go-to.
That's my go-to. Yep. Stuffed mushroom caps and usually the Oyster Rockefeller, but now you can, if you're not an oyster person, you can just get the spinach with the pita bread.
Yes.
Yeah.
And skip the artichoke.
Delicious.
It's an artichoke anyway. I am Nestor. We're going to come back with Congressman Oshesky. It's weird to say that. Congressman Johnny O, Congressman
Look forward to seeing Johnny. It's been a long time since I've seen him. He's been
busy. Do you know how this happened?
Been busy.
Do you know how this happened
today? No, I don't see how you freed him up.
You weren't in there that night. The night I did my show, or was it my show? I don't know. It wasn't. I went and watched the game with my son. I didn't do the show that night. It was about five, six weeks ago. I was in your bar late for like a Tuesday night. We went and watched an Oriole game, and I had friends who left, and at the end of the night, it was like a scene in a Bogart thing. My son and I and his wife are on the far end by the door of the long bar, And at the other end, I had eaten crabs. I met my buddy Mark and John. We had those big crabs that night. And your brother was there. And I went to rinse. And there's nobody left in the place. It's like you're almost putting stools up. And I look down. And I look across. And I'm going to tell Johnny this. Look across the bar. Johnny's at the bar. He looks up at me. And I looked at him. And then I looked, and his dad was with him. And he hadn't shaved in a couple days. And Johnny was in there looking at 10 o'clock at night like a guy who had been in Congress for like 6 months.
Ooh, it was beaten up. Hard.
And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I looked at him. There he is, like he's looking at me now. And I said, "You all right?" He's like, "Just having a drink with my dad, man. Long day, long day." And I said, "You coming out to do the show?" And he said, "Yeah, I'll come to the new Costas." So here he comes.
There's nothing like unwinding.
Wearing the American flag after
Johnny.
Beleaguered down in D.C.
Oh, boy. That's a tough job.
I feel for him.
Me too.
We'll get you in there. I'm saying goodbye to these folks. They're going to make us dinner.
Right,
they're making us sandwiches.
How are you?
Signing off. We'll come back with Congressman Oshesky. Back for more. We're in Timonium, Towson. Nobody cried, so we survived. Stay with us.